is Simin Tafresh Ayin Gimel, that all shmonim, all types of oil, are mutter to use for hadlokas ner Chanukah. Says the Mechaber, kol hashmonim v'hapsilos ksherim l'ner Chanukah. All the wicks and all the types of oil, it's all kosher for ner Chanukah. V'afal pi she'en hashmonim nimshachin achar hapsilo v'en ha'or nitlo yofa v'oysen hapsilos. Even though it might not be the greatest match, it might not be the thing which creates the greatest, the most beautiful flame, it's still okay. Says the Ramah, Umihu shemen zayis mitzvah mina muvcher. But shemen zayis is mitzvah mina muvcher. That is the best way to be mekayim the mitzvah. Says the Ramah, Vim ein shemen zayis matzoi mitzvah bishmanim sha'orech zach v'naki. Let's say you can't find shemen zayis, you can't find olive oil. So then you try to find another type of oil which makes a beautiful, nice fire, a clear fire, zach v'naki. Says the Ramah, v'noagim b'medinos eilu lehadlik b'neiro shal shayva ki oro tzolo kimo shemen. Says the Ramah, our minog is in b'medinos eilu to light with wax, because wax creates a beautiful flame, the same type of flame, the same beauty as does oil. Therefore, says Ramah, that is our minog. The Mefarshim explain, which is pretty clear from the Ramah himself, that the reason the Ramah is saying this is because he understands olive oil to be a preference only because of the flame that it produces. So if we have something else which produces the same flame, or perhaps an even more beautiful flame, so there's no reason to be machmir and have olive oil. Therefore, the Ramah says, b'medinas elu, we use shaiva, we use wax. However, there are many mefarshim, many poskim that say, no, the reason why shemen zayis is preferred is not only because it creates a beautiful flame. In fact, perhaps there are things which create a nicer flame. But why is shemen zayis preferred? Because we want doima l'neis, we want doima to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the reason that we prefer shemen. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Chayyadim quotes, all the places quote. Why do we hold that the mitzvah min ha-muvcher, the greatest way of being mekayim, the mitzvah is a mitzvah, is to use shemen zayis? Because shemen zayis is what they used in Beis HaMikdash. Now it's interesting, our shemen zayis would not be kosher in Beis HaMikdash. We know in Beis HaMikdash they need shemen zayis zoch, they needed the first droplet of the oil. We're not makbid on that. So our shemen zayis is not 100% kosher for the mikdash. But you see that the poskim want me'ain, what would be used for the mikdash is the most mehuder, and therefore using shemen zayis, olive oil, which is already a similar, it's the same ingredient, it's the same type of oil, even though it wouldn't be kosher exactly from the Mizbeach, so the Poskim say, for the Menorah, so the Poskim say that is preferred. Rav Moshe Sternbach has a tremendous chiddush. Rav Moshe Sternbach says that not all olive oil is created equal. Not necessarily just because you go and buy olive oil in the store, would that necessarily be kosher. Now this is a chiddush. We generally would assume that as long as it's 100% olive oil, that's olive oil. And therefore, you are mekayim, you're certainly mekayim the mitzvah. As we just said, the Ramah says it doesn't have to be olive oil. But we would assume you're mekayim the mitzvah bihidura if you get any olive oil. But Rav Moshe Sternbach suggests that perhaps that is not the case. He says, because many of the olive oils that are available now, they're processed, and part of the processing is that they're heated up, and even things sometimes are added to them, or perhaps they're extracted from the full olive oil. Therefore, he says this would process many of the processes that they go through in creating what is generally bought as olive oil, would warn it out al pidin not to be olive oil anymore. He calls it with shemen zayis shenishtane. It's heated up that already, according to many poskim based in different halachas, is considered to be a shinoi, and therefore he says a person who wants to be mekayim bihidura should make sure it's not processed in this fashion. Umiuli anias daiti nira leorer davar chadash. I have a chiddush. Shebizman ha'acharon motzi b'shuk shemen zayis tar zach. You can find 100% beautiful olive oil. Looks clear. Looks beautiful. V'yisod eshem mivashlo sabechamin. But they heat it up. They boil it. Hashem itzav v'nira lemalav ekoltimoso. V'zehu shemen zayizach otar v'hu tzolol. It's very clear. Looks very clean. U'betam tov mizakikin oso b'melech lemon. And sometimes they add in other things to make it even clearer. U'chim dumani sheroiv Hashem b'shuk hayom me'elo. And most of the shemen zayiz that you buy bizman hazeh in the stores is this type of process has happened to it. Aval yesh gam lahasig, even though the others is still available. V'hainu b'ksisha levad. What's preferred? As long as it's just simply crushed olives, the oil that came out of crushed olives. V'gam hutzalo v'necho v'shuk matzish name v'nire, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, v'nire shehidr hu lahadlik b'kosis shelo nisbashel. The most mehudr is to get crushed olives, just totally regular pure olive oil where no processing was done to it. And he explains why he thinks that is more similar to daimel mikdash, because it hasn't gone through to the stage of Shemen Zayis Sheh Nishtana. But as we've explained, according to most Paiskim, as long as you get Shemen Zayis, it's 100% 100% olive oil, so you are mekayim the mitzvah bihi dura. More recently, they've come with, we know that nowadays most people light with the ready-made type of oil cups. We don't pour the oil anymore, it gets too messy, it's too hard like we do here in the shul. Rather, we buy the pre-made already. So the pre-made are very, very comfortable, very easy. We're not going to discuss whether there's a mile into making it yourself or not. That's not today's shir. But what we will discuss is a new type of pre-made, which has been on the market for a number of years already, and that is what we call the gel, the congealed olive oil. Obviously, this is a lot easier. You're going traveling, you're trying to bring it from one place to another. There's no problem that maybe it's going to spill, it's going to crack, it's going to be a problem. So is there any problem with using congealed olive oil? Or do we say, no, it's 100% olive oil. Again, me'ikar adin, you're certainly yotze, but we're talking about a person who wants to be mekayim the mitzvah behidura, using the hiddur of all the poskim that says shemen zayizach. Are you mekayim that when you use the congealed oil? So the truth of the matter is, a person, we really have to take a bit of step back and go back to when the Ramah said that shaiva is good, that wax is okay. Was he talking about liquid wax, or perhaps he was talking about even a candle wax? The simple pshat would be, he was talking about a candle as well, as we would use, a candle creates a beautiful fire. What could be the problem with a candle? So the Maral was known for coming and saying that in fact a candle is a problem. The Maral holds, not only is a candle not bihiduro, but a candle actually might be possible to use for Chanukah. Says the Maral as follows: Masharoiv ha'olam noagin la'asos ner shel shayva la'hadlik bo. We're used to the Maral saying chidushim in chidushay agadas. Here the Maral comes with a big chumrah. He says that which we said, that we see that everyone uses these wax candles, chutz min oisim ha'medaktikin, and it's a special medaktikin that they use oil. But generally speaking, everyone uses wax candles. Says the Maral, mipnei shu zeichel neishin nasim beis hamikdash. I hold that it's possible, says Rav Mara. Why? Deloy nikra ner klal. The most basic v'chiyuv obligation is that they said ner ishu beso. Says the Maral, this is not considered to be ner ishu beso. This is not a ner. The definition of a ner is a liquid oil. A liquid, it doesn't have to be olive oil, but a liquid oil with a wick inside it. This is what Chazal referred to. A candle, says the Maral, is what Chazal would refer to as an avuka. This is not a ner. Since it has to be a ner, you can't be yotze with a candle. Rak zeh nikra ner, shenoysen ha-shemen b'kli, umanichen sham ha-psila. Shezeh nikra ner. Lo kasher korchen ha-shava al ha-psila. Not that they wrap around the wax, around this wick. That's not considered to be a ner. And therefore, he says, you're not yotze. It's not doimel the mikdash, and it's not doimel the mikdash so much so, because it's not even considered a ner, so much so that it would be possible. That's the chiddush of the Maral. Needless to say, most poskim do not side with this Maral, but certainly if a person wants to be yotze bihidura, this is another reason not to use candles. Instead of using candles, to use olive oil or some type of oil, because the Maral in fact holds that this would be a problem even le'ikuvo. That's the problem that the Maral has. The Mayad Muzmanim, once again, Rav Moshe Sternbach, he has a different problem with the candles. He says, what's the problem with the candles? A fascinating insight he has. Again, it's not so hard to understand why the Paiskim weren't bothered by this, but it's an interesting thing, way of looking at it. He says, why am I bothered by the candles? He says, when you light a candle, so the wick is being consumed right away? Just that little bit of wax that's right over there. Everything else has nothing to do with the fire. When you put a wick in oil, so, and then you light the fire, so the oil, the fire is consuming the entire oil. The entire oil is part of the candle. But when it comes to, it's part of the nair. But when it comes to a candle, all that's burning right now is that little bit on top. everything under it's not being burned right now. He says, I'll bring you a raya. Why? Let's say on Shabbos I come to a olive cup of fire, and I come to it and I take some of the olive oil out on Shabbos. You'd be over mishum kibui. You're taking away some of that thing which is feeding the flame. But let's say on Shabbos I came to a wax candle that was lighting and I cut off the bottom of the wax. Would I be over a kibui? Certainly not, because right now the flame is not touching that part of the wax. It has nothing to do with that part of the wax. The flame is merely consuming that little bit right on top. So what's the problem, says Rav Meir Shtermach? We know that when are you mekayim the mitzvah? We hold that the maisa hadlaka you're mekayim the mitzvah. You're mekayim the mitzvah right b'shas hadlaka. And b'shas hadlaka you have to light something which in itself will last for a half hour. Says the Meisher Sternbach, what's the flame lighting right now? The flame right now is just on that little tip. You're right, I have a reason to believe that it will go off for another half hour because there's more where that came from. But what's being lit right now? Only that little bit, which can't last for a half hour. Therefore, he says, he thinks that may ikir hadin, a person needs, even if they're going to use wax, it has to be liquid wax. It can't be anything like a candle, anything congealed, because only thing that's being consumed at that moment is that little bit of oil, that little bit of wax, and therefore you don't have the din, you don't have the proper chiddush, the proper shear. Again, of course, this is a tremendous chiddush. Most people will say, as long as I know that the flame will last for a half hour, so that is 100% fine. Where else did this come up? A very similar thing. The Paiskim say, they're Paiskim that discuss, let's say I use a wick, which is wrapped in wax. I want to be yotzei the mitzvah bihidura. I want to use olive oil. But I use a wick, which many of the wicks now have, they're held together with wax. They have a little layer of wax on it. The first thing that's being lit, say some of the paiskim, is wax, not olive oil. So the maisa hadlaka right away is being done with wax, and therefore they say perhaps you weren't mekayim the mitzvah behidura. Most folks can reject this as well. They say as long as the olive oil is there, the main thing, you have been yotzei. But you see that the paiskim come to say at the moment of the shas hadlaka, perhaps at that moment there has to be a kashra hadlaka. So this was the reason why Rav Meisher Sternbach didn't like a candle. We saw the Maharal aser the candle, passel the candle. He said it's mamish, you're not yotzei your mitzvah. But again, as we mentioned, most poskim reject both the shitas, and the only hesitation poskim have with a candle is that it's not behidura because it's not doime le mikdash. We try to be as doime le mikdash as possible, and even if you have olive oil, the olive oil in the mikdash presumably was not congealed. What's interesting to point out is that there is a tshuva from the tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ava was a talmid of the Noidi Behuda, where he is bothered by another question, which we don't have time to get into right now, of tuma v'tara, and that is exactly how did this little Pachshel Shemen, how did all the other Shmonim even become Tameh? If you go through the details of Hilchas Tumah V'Tara, it's very likely that none of the things ever became Tameh. As the Gemara tells us in Psachim, a lot of these liquids, they had a din, midaraisa, they didn't become Tameh whatsoever, the Gemara in Psachim on Yidzayin. So why would this have oil, why would this oil have become Tameh regardless? Any other oil in the base of Mikdash, why would it be Tameh? So he suggests the Tshuva Me'ava, perhaps we're talking about non-liquid oil, perhaps the oil they use in the base of Mikdash was congealed oil, and that's why it would have become tummy. Obviously, a big chiddush, but it's interesting to know. Many posts can say that it's more behidura not to use the congealed because it's daimel mikdash. How do we know? Maybe in the mikdash they did use congealed. Either way, a person certainly yotzei meikir adin with wax, with the candle, with olive oil. But the most behidura, according to all posts, is to use specially crushed olive oil, pure 100% olive oil for the mitzvah of their Chanukah. Well, got it.